I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Let's get ready to rumble!
He's the fastest man on the planet. He'd have got there, Rabbits.
Beers, beers, and more beers. I can't wait. I can't wait.
What about Andrew King? Put him in the sucker. Put him somewhere. He's too good for this game.
Well, well, well. The news of Nathan Cleary has just dropped. Look, anywhere from 3 to 6 weeks. Heard reports of at least 4. Who knows? We know in that general time vicinity. The question now remains, what do we do with Nathan Cleary? Now, it's $1,066,000. That's a lot of money, considering if you sell him combined with another mid-ranger slash cheapie that hasn't worked out, that is probably 2 $600,000 guns you could bring into your side to really bolster it. The question also remains is if you get Cleary out of your squad, it's going to be basically impossible to get him back in. What are the certain time frames that we can expect to see from him being out for this long? When do we expect to return? What kind of output does the star halfback have moving forward for the Penrith Panthers for the rest of the season? All questions that we don't know the answers to, and we won't until he's back. We know we are coming back to round 16. That will be week 1 of Cleary's injury. Week 2 would be round 17. Week 3 would be round 18. Round 19 would be week 4, week 5 would be round 20, and week 6 would be round 21. So if he is to come back after that 6-week time frame, we'd be back for round 21, which is the start of your head-to-head Supercoach finals. Look, there's a great chance that he also just comes back beforehand. Also great chance that he comes back afterwards as well. And if the Penrith Panthers are succeeding and they are having the minor premiership wrapped up, definitely can see a world where Ivan Cleary just rests Nathan until he is back. Look, we know there is 25 rounds in the regular season, so if he is back for round 20-21, that would be 4/5 weeks for him to be back playing footy, depending on when he comes back. Look, the great news is he is cleared of a season-ending injury. For Panthers fans, for footy fans in general, the big concern was him being out for the season. Now the big question becomes of what we do with the star man. As I said at the start of the show, if you sell, expect not to get him back at all. And if you hold, just know you're going to have to need to get an adequate replacement to fill him in. We'll run over those guys as well today. But I guess we'll look at the pros and cons of each. We'll look at the pros for selling Nathan Cleary. Obviously, straight off the bat, it's nearly $1.1 million that we get to spend and bolster the side coming into the bye week of round 17, also coming into the start of Supercoach Finals. That money is going to go a long way to basically repair a lot of your guys' sides. If you have someone like a Tom Trbojevic, you have a safe captain option there as well, so you're not going to be relying on Cleary to be your captain. I guess if you are not out of contention, but if you are struggling to make finals, if you haven't had the best year, Nathan Cleary isn't going to do much for you to get that. And as I posted on Twitter this yesterday, if you do get into finals without Cleary, you've just got to hope and pray that he doesn't go too huge. That's a big reality with the injury. He could come back and not play a similar role to what he played before, being that dominant ball runner, but also being able to set tries up just as easy. So, look, it's a tough one. I'm leaning on the side of selling because of my situation. But if you're sitting there inside the top 250 players, or you're still in with a shout with the overall winnings, it's a tough gig, I think. And I'm not going to be able to comment on what to do because I'm not in that situation. He is the second most traded player out this week so far, so it could be a pod move to hold him on. But when do you pull the trigger? Like, if it gets to round 20 and he's not back, like, do you then sell then to bolster the squad? So I think you need to make a decision probably this week or next, working out what you're going to do, whether you're going to sell him or hold. So for me, I would be selling just based on the merits of the money and what we can do moving forward. let's say we do sell him, what are the options that we have to move forward? Now, Nathan Cleary is by far and away the best half with an average of 114.7. The next best is Luke Keary, who isn't actually available for selection for the rest of the season. The next man is Jerome Hughes, who is a popular trading option, currently 639,400 with an average of 74.9, selected by 11% of teams, racked up 123 last week, doesn't play round 17, which is, I guess, the only slight on Jerome Hughes' name. The second best option by far. The next man on the list, Sam Walker, 496,500 with an average of 72.9, so 3 points less than Jerome Hughes for about 140k cheaper. Now, Sam Walker, we know what he can do, but probably one of the cheapies of the year. Does have a few hot and cold streaks in him. We remember that game where he only scored 14. It was a really troubled night for him. Look, we move down to Cody Nikorima at 69.1 average, a price of 558.3. Look, I like Cody Nikorima. I think the Warriors have a really good draw running home. He does play round 17. It's another big tick. Does have Reece Walsh and Chad Townsend now as his sort of halves and playmaking partners. So if you're tossing up between half options between Walker and Nikorima, I think based off the run home that Nikorima has, I would favour him over Sam Walker. The next man on the list is Ben Hunt. I think a lot of people would be looking at Ben Hunt for their hooker role rather than their halfback role, so not much to go on with him. I think a lot of people would be replacing Connor Watson, Jaden Brayley, Jacob Little, Jake Simpkin, whoever you've got there in your hooker role with Ben Hunt. The next man would be the man to take over the 5'8 role for the Penrith Panthers in Matt Burton. Now, Burto has had an average of 68.1. A lot of that is in the centres. We know what he can do in the halves. A lot of his points have come from tries himself rather than laying them on for the other teammates. So I guess that is not a red flag, but something to definitely look out for with Matt Burton. Knowing we saw what happened last game when he played half, it was very, very grim watching, and he turned it on himself in the last 15 minutes to win the game for the Panthers. So with Matt Burton, just know you're going to be riding the highs and the lows. The next relevant option would be Daly Cherry Evans, the Australian number 7 at the moment, with an average of 63.6. DCE and the Manly Seagulls have a pretty good run coming home, with an 85 last game, coming into some kind of form for club level. Just worried that Turbo takes a little bit of attacking threats away from DCE. Mitch Moses, the next man on the list, 60.5. Could be playing Origins, so that's going to rule him out for a little bit. Doesn't play round 17. Tough to pick him. Look, a lot of the other names are a little bit mediocre. You've got Brooks, Fogarty, Townsend. But the next man on the list, Sean Johnson, at an average of 53.8. Hasn't been setting the world on fire, but the Sharks have a really good run home. I like SJ. He's going to be goal-kicking. I think he's going to be able to provide a lot for the Sharks side. He's probably the cheapest option of all these quote-unquote premiums at 517k. So for me, personally, I'd be weighing this up. If you were trading at Cleary and didn't already own Burton, if you're trading Cleary out and looking for a replacement for me, it'd be between Cody Nikorima, Sam Walker, and Sean Johnson, depending on how you want to go. Walker is the cheapest with the highest average, but I think with Cody Nikorima's draw, that might edge him slightly ahead. I guess we can look at the options of holding Cleary as well. Look, with you holding Cleary, you're holding a lot of cash on the bench, but you don't have to bring him back in. The idea of selling him, you basically have to rule out any chance of him coming back. And if you do sell him, that's, like I said, him done for the season. But if you hold, there is all the chance in the world that he comes back in week 3, which would be round 18 after the bye, fit and fine, ready to finish the season off. Then you've held. It looks like holding is going to be the pod move, and it's going to be paying big dividends for you. But as I said before, like, when it comes to round 20, round 21, and he's still not there, like, what do you do? So, look, it's a huge risk to take. Myself, I will be trading just because I need the money to fix the team up for some kind of finals push. If you're one of these guys that are competing for overall, I don't envy you at all. I think this is a very, very tough decision in terms of what you do. You've got to decide whether you're going to risk it for it all, risk holding him in hopes that he comes back early, or you're going to go with the crowd and sell and use the money to upgrade. As I said, the halves options aren't fantastic. I think there's three standouts. Four with Jerome Hughes. I didn't touch on him. So Jerome Hughes, Cody Nikorima, Sam Walker, or Sean Johnson. I think they are the four options you would be having to replace Cleary. But as I said, I think it's a very, very tough decision, not one that can be made at the spur of the moment. I think there's a lot of pros and cons for both options. Hopefully you guys can come to the right decision. But yeah, I think I am urging on the side of selling because I'm just of the belief that it's just way too much cash. He's sitting on the sideline. I have an okay captain option in Tom Trbojevic as well, who's averaging 128. The star of the show this year for Supercoach, with Cleary following in closely second. So for me, I'm selling on that reason, knowing that I've got some kind of captaincy backup. But you guys that are competing pretty hard for this overall prize, or even high up in your cash comp leads, it's a brutal decision, and I don't envy you guys. Hopefully, like I said, you make the right choice. But that's going to wrap up the Cleary conundrum, basically, and how we navigate around this shoulder injury. Hopefully, he comes back fit and firing for the Panthers fans. Hopefully, he can deliver you guys a premiership. For New South Wales fans, hopefully the injury isn't long-term. And for Supercoach fans in general, let's hope one of the game's best is back to his best for us. But for now, keep your friends close and keep your pods closer.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.